Gate, singing lewd songs about King Solomon and loudly extolling your own magnificence." The maiden gave a surly shrug. "Might not have been me." "The words Bartimaeus is best, repeated at tedious length, suggest otherwise." "Well, all right. So I'd had too many mites at supper. No harm done." "No harm?" "The watch reported it to their supervisor, who reported it to me. I reported it to High Magician Hiram, and I believe it has since come to the ears of the king himself." His face became all prim and starchy. "He is not pleased." I blew out my cheeks. "Can't he tell me so in person?"
"You dare suggest," the magician cried, "that great Solomon, king of all Israel, master of all lands from the Gulf of Aqaba to the broad Euphrates, would deign to speak with a sulphurous slave such as you? The idea! In all my years I have heard nothing so offensive."
"Oh, come on. Look at the state of you. Surely you must have."
"Two more notches, Bartimaeus, for your effrontery and cheek."
Out came the cylinder. The stylus scratched upon it furiously. "Now then, enough of your nonsense. Listen to me closely. Solomon desires new wonders for his collection. He has commanded his magicians to search the known world for objects of beauty and power.